Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Emil Verbin. Batting second, the left fielder, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third, the center fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting sixth, the catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Doyle Lade. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Doyle Lade. For the Boston Braves, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting second, the shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third, the first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth, the catcher, Bill Sokold. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Mike McCormick. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Sibby Sisti. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Warren Sparn. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Warren Sparn. And now, play ball. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sisti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of McCormick. Lowry reaches second base with a double. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Torgerson moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Torgerson scores. Elliott moves to third. It's 1-0, Braves. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sokold for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta bunts towards the mound. Sparn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Cavaretta moves to second. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti takes first base on ball 4. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn bunts in front of the plate. McCullough juggles the ball. That's an error on McCullough. Sisti moves to second. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 1 in the game. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verben fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Doyle Lade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lade hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Emil Verben is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verben is 0 for 1 in the game. Verben hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 1 in the game. Waitkus hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sokold settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lowry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Elliott hits a line drive towards short. Smalley catches it and throws to first to double up Torgerson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1. And the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 1 in the game. Pafko hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of McCormick. Pafko reaches second base with a double. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pafko scores. It's Cubs, 1, Braves, 1. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 1 in the game. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sisti fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. There goes McCullough. The throw from Sokol to Dark, and McCullough is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Heath strikes out. 1 out. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold is 0-for-1 in the game. Sokold hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wade Kuz. Sokold reaches second base with a double. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-1 in the game. McCormick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sokold scores. It's 2-1, Braves. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Sisti hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0-for-1 in the game. Sparn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verben scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doyle Late is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Late is 0-for-1 in the game. Late hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Sisti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Emil Verben is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verben is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verben hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-2 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Waitkus for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-2 in the game. Holmes hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Late fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Torgerson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Waitkus. Torgerson reaches second base with a double. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lowry hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pafko hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a line drive into center field. Lowry picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lowry. Heath moves to second. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sokold takes first base on ball 4. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin misplays the ball. That's an error on Verbin. Heath moves to third. Sokold moves to second. Ray Sanders pinch hits for Sibby Sisti. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta juggles the ball. That's an error on Cavaretta. Heath scores. Sokold moves to third. McCormick moves to second. It's 3-1, Braves. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0-for-2 in the game. Sparn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta fields it and throws to home to get Sokold. McCormick moves to third. Sanders moves to second. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-3 in the game. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Holmes for the out. McCormick scores. Sanders moves to third. Sparn moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, Braves. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-3 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Connie Ryan now playing second base. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-2 in the game. McCullough hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Holmes. McCullough reaches second base with a double. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nicholson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCullough scores. It's 4-2, Braves. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat pinch hits for Doyle Lade. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Chipman now pitching. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Torgerson moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Heath bunts towards first. Cavaretta scoops it up and throws to first, with Verbin covering, for the out. Torgerson moves to third. Elliott moves to second. One out. Jess Dobernik now pitching. Phil Massey pinch hits for Bill Sokold. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is walked intentionally. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCormick hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Torgerson scores. Elliott moves to third. Massey moves to second. two outs. It's 5-2, Braves. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pavko fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Massey now catching. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verbin hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-3 in the game. Waitkus hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lowry hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0-for-3 in the game. Sparn hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Holmes hits a line drive into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-4 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Pavko hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pavko moves to second. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.